It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. As we heard in our previous segment, symphony orchestras performing with rock musicians and events aimed at younger audiences are some of the methods being employed to attract newer audiences to arts venues. But what are the challenges faced by other arts organizations to attract more subscribers while retaining longtime patrons? I'm joined now by Laura Grinwald, and she's the marketing director for City Theater, and Christian Cox, who is the director of marketing and communications for Pittsburgh Opera. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh, both of you.
Hi, thanks.
Thanks for having us today.
In an age when a lot of people are happy to stay at home and choose from all of the options available on television, what are the things that you have to do to develop an audience? And Christian, I'll start with you on that.
Sure. Well, for Pittsburgh Opera, retaining our subscribers is really job one. We have a little over 3,200 subscribers, and on an average year historically, we retain about 75% of those. So what that means is that every season, we have to get about 800 new subscribers just to tread water. And really, the way that we do that is try to build people up through the food chain, get them to come to that first performance and then have them like it, and then they'll come back, and then after they've gone to a few operas, then hopefully they're ready to subscribe.
And the same question for you, Laura. What are the things you have to do to get people to leave the house in this day and age when it's very easy just to say, you know, I'm not interested in seeing live theater. I've got everything I need right here in my living room.
Right. See, I think for us, programmatically is really where we turn our emphasis to answer that question. We try to show plays and musicals, you know, of course, like The Lion, that tell stories in fresh ways that you're not going to necessarily see on TV, or that you're not going to have that full experience in your home the same way you do whenever you come and you sit down, you're with a group of people, you're all in that room together feeling the energy of some really enchanting, exciting performance, or some performance where you see yourself reflected back to yourself on stage. So I think for City Theater, we follow a very similar chain, just like the opera does, in trying to get people in the door early, trying to maintain touch points with them and keep them sort of part of our family and engage them at many points and turn them into subscribers. But on a show-by-show basis, it really is about the content of the plays that we're doing, the strength of the playwrights, the writing, the stories being told.
What do you need to know about your audience, and what kind of research are you engaged in, Laura?
Sure. So with our audience, we know that they are big advocates for new plays. So when it comes to programming for each given season, we can bank on the fact that our audience trusts us to tell the stories that they want to see. So when we're doing our subscriptions, we do it about halfway through the season, and we announce only 3 of the 6 plays we're going to do, because we trust so much and we know our audience trusts us that they're going to buy into the full 6 plays for a season. So when we're looking at a show from the artistic standpoint, we want to look at, does this tell the kind of story that a City Theater audience is going to be engaged in? Is it new? Is it fresh? Has it done something that hasn't been done on stage before? And that's sort of where we start from. In terms of researching who's actually coming to the shows, that's a little more looking at the data, saying, are people coming from these places or those, demographically, geographically. But I think our programming is really where we pull people into the full story.
It's interesting to hear that people are interested in seeing new and original plays instead of the, you know, The Music Man.
Yeah.
Arsenic and Old Lace. What is the research telling you about opera goers, Christian? What are they looking for in 2016?
Well, that's a great question. And opera is a very broad art form, and there are different segments of people who have different interests within the world of opera. There are certainly some traditionalists who enjoy the classics, and they don't want you to tamper, you know, with the classics, the Puccinis of the world, the Verdis of the world, and that's great. But there's certainly another segment that wants something new and different, wants something a little more intimate, a little more avant-garde.
And as we're hearing with the classical music audiences.
Absolutely. That's a trend that spans, I think, a range of art forms.
And what kinds of new and innovative marketing ideas are you trying? I think, Laura, the City Theater is certainly, or City Theater is, I always want to put a the there. City Theater is trying some things that are really interesting and daring, if I may say.
Sure. We've really focused this year on engaging new audiences. We've done a lot of that through community partnerships, and our artistic producer, Reginald Douglas, has really spearheaded that effort. So we found places in the community where people are looking for ways to connect with the arts, or are looking for new things to do. We found great success working with the Carnegie Science Center, with PUMP and PSL, New Pittsburgh Collaborative, and just saying, hey, you have a group of people that are looking for something that is sort of different, off the beaten path, the thing that you haven't done before. Let's get you into City Theater's doors and show you something new. And one of the really exciting things that we can produce in-house is our Green Room event. So with each production, we do something called Green Room. It's an after, it follows a Friday night performance. It's a $25 ticket. And after the performance, we have free beer, free wine, and snacks. And you get to meet the cast of the show. It's a great way to engage with the art, to see who's working at City Theater, both artistically and behind the scenes. And you get a little treat after the show as well.
How important is digital marketing? Christian, it's something that I know with City Theater, I see it popping up all the time. And are you guys feeling that that's an important venue for you to be in as well?
Absolutely. Digital marketing is very important, and it's become an increasingly larger part of our marketing budget. Digital includes social media. You know, we're very active on Facebook, on Twitter. We created an Instagram account at the beginning of this season that has been growing and been a good source of conversation for us out there in the community. We have YouTube channels where we have YouTube videos of all of our operas for people to sample and sort of wet their whistle. And then, of course, there's traditional digital marketing where we would have online banners running on various websites, and you see the ad and see the picture and click on it, and it comes to our website. So that's definitely something that is an important part of our marketing mix. And it's really nice because it's measurable. You know, you put a little tracking code on there, and you can tell how many people clicked on that ad and how many of them went ahead and actually ended up buying tickets. And then you can sort of fine-tune the mix and say, okay, well, I'm going to put more money here and less money there because I'm getting a better return on this. You can also test creative. You can say, well, I'm going to have this picture A versus picture B. Which one are people responding to more? And that's something that digital is very good at telling you.
Is it as important for the Pittsburgh Opera as it is for City Theater to try and do things that are new? I mean, opera is, I mean, let's face it, the classics are a lot of what people want to see. But it sounds like you're also trying to do some new things as well.
That's 100% correct. And we've had great experiences this past spring talking with partnerships like Laura is. We had some fantastic partnerships with the Carnegie Museum of Art as well as with the Mattress Factory to promote our opera, The Rake's Progress. And The Rake's Progress, we did what's called the David Hockney production, where all the sets and costumes and props and wigs were created by David Hockney, the very influential British artist. And we were able to have performances with our opera singers singing selections from the opera at the Carnegie Museum of Art in front of their David Hockney painting. And we're able to have an event at the Mattress Factory, be some of their guests at Kegs and Eggs and Opera Sunday Brunch, where we were able to sing and talk about David Hockney. And their audience was very receptive to this. And it was a place that we hadn't really been before. And we definitely got some new people to come to the opera because of the community outreach that those museums enabled us to do.
So we're down to about 30 seconds. I'm going to give you each 15 seconds or less to say what's working, what's bringing people in to see live art. Laura, 15 seconds or less. What's working?
What's working? You know, just being out and engaged in the community. I think being really great advocates for ourselves and finding great advocates in the community.
Christian.
Facebook. Facebook's been fantastic. We can be amazingly targeted with that, and that's some of our best return on investment.
We've been talking with Christian Cox, Director of Marketing and Communications for the Pittsburgh Opera, and Laura Greenewalt, Marketing Director for the City Theater, about what is bringing audiences in to the houses in 2016. Thanks to both of you for being here. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening. So long for now.